This is very impressive. We have Aaron from Mr. Floor.
Why is that impressive?
The boss didn't come with you.
The boss did not come with me. He's let me off the leash, I guess.
Wow. I mean, this is like the first time in, what, 3 years? He's just let you go on your own?
I guess so. I guess he thinks I know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
Well.
We'll see.
To me, he finally trusts you. It only took 3 years.
No.
Oh, no?
No, there's no trust. There's no trust.
Oh, no, he still doesn't.
He's listening.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he may call in and complain and everything.
He'll correct you.
Exactly.
Correct you.
Yeah. Aaron, what are you talking about? I said, well, Igor, I tell you what, we're going to talk about carpet because I know you don't like talking about carpet, and I do.
Yes.
So let's talk carpet if you can't be there, because you'll just stand there and say, hey, Aaron.
You know, it's so funny because a person with self-esteem would immediately say, well, he doesn't like me anymore. Is that why he's not here? What did I do? Well, what's wrong? And you guys are immediately like, whoa, he's not here. I must be doing something right. It's just so funny.
Yeah,
because you know, I'm like, what did I do wrong?
Oh, you would think instantly.
I would think instantly. Well, what did I do wrong?
Yeah,
he doesn't want to be with me anymore. Well, what's going on?
He thought I wouldn't shower. I don't know.
Yeah.
So no, actually, this morning he is.
Is that a habit?
No. It's a habit. Yes, it's a habit.
The first Saturday of every month, whether he needs it or not.
Right. So exactly. And then I come here on the third. So there you go.
Yeah.
No, he's actually our production team. Actually, is having a crew meeting this morning, so he is involved with that. So anyway, so I brought some carpet samples in today because we're going to talk about the fuzzy stuff,
the fuzzy stuff,
that's warm and fuzzy stuff,
right? So when
that's
people
like
ask,
that's the part, exactly, right here. So you got the fuzzy stuff,
sort of fuzzy stuff.
Yeah.
So when people ask me what do you do with the fuzzy stuff, I said fuzzy side up. That's all you have to worry about is fuzzy side up.
Oh, jeez.
So I brought in some samples, which hopefully some people will be able to see, and I'll discuss them with you. But I wanted to give you guys a little tutorial on carpet styles and fibers and stuff like that. So I'll get a little bit into the weeds, but I'll try to stay above them.
Before these segments end, I want to know why some carpets are, you know, they could be, what, $10-$15 a yard. Mm-hmm. And then other stuff, it looks exactly the same. But it's $500 a yard.
Amen, brother.
What the heck's the difference?
There's a lot of difference.
There is no difference.
It's the same color. It looks the same.
Feels
thickness.
The same.
It's all plushy.
Yeah.
Well,
fuzzy.
That's a good segue there, Rich.
It's still fuzzy.
It is still fuzzy. So the first sample that I brought, and hopefully somebody can grab it.
You can hold it up to the face. What?
It's behind you, my friend.
Oh, see, now I got
you have to describe it.
Going to describe it very well.
You want this one here?
Yeah. So this is the first sample I brought in. This is a plush or a cut pile. So everybody knows what a plush is. You've had them all your life.
Yeah.
If you've had carpet. So the plushes are basically your fibers are standing straight up and down.
Okay.
Just like
the fuzzes on my hair.
Exactly.
On my head.
You have a plush hairdo.
Yeah, I do.
You do have a plush hairdo.
You know, I just want to say real quick, do Mighty House radio show on Facebook and go live. This is really interesting for people who are wanting to purchase carpet and don't know the difference. So when they get to a place, they can actually have some education or be a little more educated. Okay.
More educated?
So, you know what I'm saying. Okay, Mighty House radio show live. Mighty House live. Okay, on Facebook. Go.
Okay, so there are some generic or typical styles of carpet. First, I'm going to talk about a little bit is the plush or the cut pile, which we are looking at right now. All the fibers are pretty uniform and standing straight up and down. Okay, everybody has seen them. You've seen them in old homes and everything else. People are putting them in constantly nowadays as well. All of these carpets are going to come in different fibers, and we'll talk about all the fibers at one time, but I want to go through the samples first.
Okay.
So
here, you hold that one.
I'm going to hold this one. I'm actually going to put it behind me. Can you grab the next one?
Yes. And hang on. We know we're getting some phone calls about flooring too, so we're going to go through this carpet thing, and then we'll take those other questions. So.
Okay. The next carpet is a Berber or a loop.
Kazuntite.
Thank you. Excuse me. So the
Berber.
A Berber or a loop. And here's the whole thing. This is a typical Berber. It's a very, very large loop. What I try to explain to people when I'm talking to them about the carpet with Berbers or loops is every Berber is a loop, but not every loop is a Berber. Okay, so this is a typical Berber. It's a very large looped carpet. That's a residential Berber.
So the one fiber string thing is looped over.
It's looped over and weaved within the backing of the carpet.
Okay.
So it's a continuous strand of carpet.
And can is it okay to say I hate that stuff?
Yes.
Why do you hate it?
Well, if you have dogs or cats, any pets, or heavy traffic area, these little pieces will then break off. The loop part breaks, and now you got this little errant strand sticking up, and it
no errant
and
then strand. What,
that's
said
if
it
you
doesn't.
Bought a that means you bought a cheap Berber.
Well, not necessarily.
And it seems to hold a lot of dirt and garbage.
So I don't know.
The problem with
I never had problems with all my animals and traffic patterns
really?
And Berbers that I've used.
You got to keep those nails on those dogs cut tight so that they don't get caught. So
hold it up closer to the camera there so people can see that there. There you go.
So with a Berber or a loop. Because it's a continuous strand of fibers, when you pull it, it actually will make a zipper or a line.
Yes.
So that's one of the downfall.
I have had happen.
Yes, you have, I'm sure.
Those are running.
Yeah, especially if you had tried to drill through it for like a bifold door bracket,
right.
And it grabs the bit, and you're like, rut row.
Yeah, or like, you know, you put...
Rut row, Scooby-Roo.
Rut row.
When we used to put our nylons on, and we'd put our nylons on, and then you'd catch your nail just right, and then you'd end up with a runner down your nylons.
Yeah, Ron, I've never done that.
Oh, I'm sorry. never mind. Sorry.
Okay, so this is actually a commercial loop. So to look at the difference, this is a much tighter...
Wait, your Facebook Live does not look like it's there. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, it is a much tighter loop product. It's denser. It has a commercial warranty, which I don't really talk about warranties on it, but that's something that you're going to see in an office space, not in a typical home environment. Some people will put that type of thing in their home, but typically you're finding that in a an office space.
Okay, Facebook Live kicked us off, so we're rejoined them.
We're rejoining?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let's try and show
okay,
this.
Okay, so what this one was what?
This is a commercially our commercial loop. So it's a commercial carpet, but it's also a loop. It's not a Berber. See, this is also a loop,
uh-huh.
But it's not a Berber. It's actually a looped carpet.
Do you get runners with this, like
yes,
in your nylons?
You can. But when you're getting into the commercial products, they actually have different backings. So those backings will help or eliminate that zippering.
Okay.
Or edge ravel and stuff like that.
Then why don't they put that in the ones that you put in your home?
Because commercial carpets typically are more expensive, and we're talking about cost. So this is one of the questions that this guy over here was talking about. Can you grab the next sample over there really quick?
Okay, so now I like these patterned ones. I don't know what'd you call that, but this has got like a pattern to it.
Right, so this is actually I would call this a graphic loop. Okay, so this is a cut pile and a loop together.
Whoa, cut pile and loop.
And this one has little diamonds in it. So the large part of the diamond is actually a cut pile, and the inside of it is a loop. So you can have a little bit of difference there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Come back.
Okay, I'm coming back to...
All right, we got less than a minute here before we hit the break. Go ahead.
Okay.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
And I like these, though. It has a richer look.
It has a very rich look. This you see a lot in even in bedrooms and everything else in residential. You can also put this in a light commercial application, depending on what it is.
Okay, cool. We're going to cover the rest of this and then get to the phone calls after this break here. Now I like that stuff.
All right, well, we got to fix your floors anyways.
Yes, that's right. You're going to be, that's it. All I need is money, right? That's all it takes. All right, we'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Be ready to attack Rock Ridge at noon tomorrow. Here's your badge.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Let's go to the phones real quick and take care of some business here. John from Arlington Heights, he's got a question about laminate flooring. Hey, John, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning. I'm putting down in a kitchen, I believe it's called laminate flooring, what we used to call linoleum sheet goods.
Okay.
And this is one that you do not use adhesive with. And I was wondering if you got any tips on how I should do this properly.
Staple gun. Just take a staple gun and go pum, pum, pum,
right
pum,
through
pum,
the face?
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah.
No, John, don't do that.
That's a bad idea. Well, it depends.
It won't move.
It will not move. The biggest key, so you're, is it a sheet good or is it actually a tile?
No, it's a sheet good. This is about 9 by 17, one piece.
So you have to glue the perimeter.
Right, you glue the perimeter, but you want to make sure that relatively flatness is an important thing as well. So what are you going over?
Wood. Yeah, just, you know, like Luan.
Okay, so you have a Luan. That was my question, because you want to make sure any type of vinyl will start to transfer the look. It'll start to telegraph through if you have grout lines or anything else.
Any imperfections.
Right. So, yeah, the best thing to do is I like to make sure that we do go around the perimeter and tack it down a little bit. I'm not a big fan of something that's just going to float there, and then you probably have to put base shoe or something around the edges to hold it down.
Right. And the thing to do is if you buy some of the rosin paper, the red paper, and you can cut a pattern out, roll it all out around your kitchen, cut it all out, make that, tape it all together, and make a pattern of the entire space that you're going to cover. And then you can take that template then and go out on the driveway or on the garage floor and then lay that out and cut it out and make it fit. So that way when you come back in, you can roll it out and get it nice and flat. And the thing to put around the perimeter is just some flooring adhesive, and put that around the perimeter right along the baseboards where it's going to sit down. That way when you roll it out flat and you can tack it into the corners, it'll stay there and it won't move on you.
Okay, and it's probably a good idea to lay it out there and let it sit for a couple days and get flat.
Yeah, well, if you do it on a warm day.
Well, I mean, if it's warm enough out, then you can let it set and it'll heat up pretty quick and be soft and pliable for cutting.
Yeah.
Because then you can use a good pair of scissors. Not a big fan of using utility knives on that stuff.
Yeah.
But, make your pattern, lay it out in the heat, last week, not today.
Yeah.
Unless you're in Florida.
This one says, it actually says on there, do not use adhesive on the perimeter.
Oh, really?
It seems that it would be a good idea to do it in some spot.
Yes, especially
it must be. It's probably a thicker material, so it's, going to lay better.
Yeah.
It's not subject to jumping.
Yeah, and then once you lay it down, you don't glue the edge, and then put your new base shoe down, which is the quarter round material that goes along the baseboard. Maybe if you put that down and pinch that down there, that'll hold it in place and it won't curl up on you.
Yeah. My only concern with something like that is it moving.
Right. I mean, yeah.
So.
And at the doorways and stuff, you'd end up with some thresholds, metal thresholds to pinch it and hold it in place.
Right.
So you'd be okay. Well.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Good luck, John.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Takes care of that flooring question.
All right.
Aaron's in from Mr. Floor.
Excuse me.
And the boss took off the leash and let you come here all by yourself.
He did.
And it's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been 3 or 4 years before he allowed this to happen.
Right.
He had to check and make sure everything was okay first.
And then I get to go eat, actually. I may actually be able to eat, because he said, you can't do this unless you go eat afterwards.
Oh, so, well.
There you go.
Double bonus.
There you go.
Excellent. Okay, so we were talking carpet.
Yep.
You have all these different cool carpets, and if you missed it, you can go on mightyhouse.net. And you'll be able to listen to it, and you'll also be able to see that on Facebook Live to go back and just hit rewind a little bit and go over all the different carpet options. What else you have for us?
I just wanted to, I have one more sample back there. This is what's called a frise. Okay.
That again.
Frise.
Frise.
Spell it, please.
Or what's a frisbee then?
Leave me alone. Okay. So.
Okay. You've got frise A here.
I got the frise A.
We're hitting the ceiling.
Some people will call this, I don't know if you can hear me, I moved away from my mic.
Yeah.
Shag.
Some people will call it the new age shag. So,
okay.
Much like a dense cut
same
pile.
Same stuff we had in the 75 Chevy van.
Yes.
There you go. I think we even have a green for you. Anyways.
But you don't have the orange.
No, I don't have the orange, but the funny thing is I had somebody wanting an orangish gold carpet a couple days ago. Anyways.
It's not exactly like shag, though.
It really isn't. Basically, the texture is much different. It's a denser product. The shag was much looser. And the key to this is, different from a plush, these fibers are going in all different directions. So that is the big difference between a frisé and a plush.
Can you show the camera all those different colors?
Because on the back.
They might even be able to see the texture better. That's beautiful.
All right.
So are any or all of these carpets recyclable?
Okay, so we're going to talk about fiber next, Rich. So
you're jumping the gun, brother.
So you can get these styles in...
You're coming down.
I'm coming
down. Your frisbee is sliding.
It's falling. All right. You can get these different styles in different fibers. So you have polyester and you have nylon.
Okay.
Okay. Ron, the first thing you asked me is, why is this cost and this cost?
Yes.
You can get a product that is a polyester, and it's going to be less expensive than a nylon. Why? The fiber is less expensive.
Okay.
Okay. And the better fiber is a nylon. Okay. What you want to look for is what's called a BCF nylon.
BCF?
BCF. And continuous fiber.
Okay.
Or filament, excuse me. So what that means is, if you spill something on it, it is not going to get damaged.
Or stained.
And the reason why
is... No beet juice problems?
No beet juice problems. And this is the reason why.
How about the number one thing?
Number one thing, no problem.
And number twos?
And number two, pick it up, please.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. We had to go there, really?
Yeah, of course.
We had to go there. Okay, so a BCF is bulk continuous filament, which means when they actually make the strand of the for the carpet, the color goes all the way through.
Okay.
Okay? There are nylons out there that are called staple nylons. That the color is only on the outside. So they make the fiber, they dip the fiber in color, and that's how they make it. Okay? So I always use, and this is something used in the industry a lot, a radish versus a carrot. Continuous filament is a carrot. Staple is a radish. So when you cut a radish...
It changes colors.
It changes colors. You have white in the middle and the color only on the outside. You cut a carrot, the color goes all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
I do.
All right.
Good.
Keep it. That's what we used to always say. Get it? Got it? Good.
Keep it. All right. I understand. Anyway. There is
moving along.
the polyesters have now come out with what's called a PET polyester, and that's made out of recycled water bottles. These things.
Okay.
Thank you, Trixie, for giving me a bottle of water.
There, perfect.
Okay, so
not these things.
Not those things. Those things are reusable.
Yes.
Anyways, so that is a PET, and the PETs now are also they're making them as a continuous filament. So
okay.
they're much better now for stain resistance. Nylons can be recycled.
Okay.
Polyesters are made out of recycled material. So
it cannot be recycled again.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Now, at Mr. Floor, I brought this guy in. This is a felt pad. There are
all pads are the same.
They are not the same.
It's all the same
thing. They are not the same. Mr. Floor, the Mr. Floor Felix, who people like
when
drinking
you touch
with.
It, it's felt.
Yes.
Okay. Felix started out as a carpet guy.
Okay.
People don't realize that. So he knows that the best pad on the market is a 40-ounce felt pad, not the Rebond spongy stuff that you're going to start to see wear patterns and everything else. This is never going to wear out. You're never going to see a wear pattern. It's the only product that we actually will give our clients because it's the best pad on the market.
Okay. Well, hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
We got to take another quick break.
All
right. And we're going to come back and wrap this up.
Sounds good.
Because we got some more questions for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
One more thing for Aaron for Mr. Floor here is we're talking about the pads. Usually the padding you see, it's like these big chunks of foam that are like all glued together.
That's a Rebond pad.
Okay.
Okay. So... let's talk a little bit about a Rebond pad. Rebond pad is recycled foam. It's exactly what it is. And it is rated at density weight. So it's 6 pound per inch, 8 pound per inch, whatever it is. Okay. Over time, because it's foam, it wears out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put that type of a carpet pad in a main hallway, you're going up and down and up and down and up and down it, 5 years down the road, you're going to see a little bit of an indentation going up and down the hallway. Okay, people think, oh, my carpet's, it's the pad. It's the pad breaking down over time. It's friction between the concrete or the plywood or whatever's underneath it and the backing of the carpet, which we haven't showed that yet because I didn't get to it, which I will.
Uh-huh.
But rubbing against it, causing it to actually break down. With a felt pad, it is more of a commercial application. It's not going to break down. It's breathable. It can absorb some of the moisture from concrete, okay, that causes things to break down.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why we only...
We'll use that.
We'll use this. Because, and when I'm talking to a client, I say, listen, we're going to use a 40-ounce felt pad. It is a little bit of a stiffer feel. So if you're used to that cush, we want to get a little bit of that cush more in the carpet than in the pad.
Okay. Okay. But it doesn't matter to me. I just want padding.
That's fine.
Right? But, you know, to me, you say 40-pound or 8-pound. It doesn't make...
40
to
ounce.
Me, 40-ounce, whatever it is, it doesn't... Mm-hmm. That doesn't register for me.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. It costs more.
Yeah. So
it really does
a number to higher to cost, yeah, but it does make a huge difference.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And they do make a 20-ounce felt, a 28-ounce felt, a 32-ounce felt. They make a 40-ounce felt. We're only going with this. Now, does it cost more? No, we buy it in bulk. So if you wanted an 8-pound rebound pad, I got to go buy 7 rolls of 8-pound rebound pad. It's going to cost me more than this is costing me.
Got it.
So, no.
Okay.
It's not going to cost you more for Mr. Floor to get a 40-ounce felt. It's a matter of we want to give you good quality so we don't get callbacks.
Wait a minute. It doesn't cost more to do it right. That's what I just heard. That's what I heard.
You know, typically that's true.
And I would assume the carpet's going to last longer.
Correct. The carpet will last longer. Okay. So I touched a little bit on warranties. Mm-hmm. And I had this conversation with a client yesterday. Carpet manufacturers talk about warranties. Oh, I'll give you 20 years, 30, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a gimmick.
Boy.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a salesperson. I'm not going to sell on a warranty.
Yeah.
Why? Carpet doesn't wear out. Carpet will ugly out.
Yes.
But it won't wear out.
Or trend out.
Right. So if you have carpet for 10 years and it has, or 9 years, it has a 10-year warranty, and you say, oh, it's worn out, that carpet company is going to say, no, it hasn't, Mr. or Mrs. Smith. Here, I'll show you. And they'll take the carpet. They will shave that carpet. They will weigh the fibers. And they'll say, fiber is all still there. It's actually heavier because there's dirt in there.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, sorry, that's not a warranty issue. Warranty issues are when things start to delaminate and stuff like
that.
Come apart, not get matted down from dirt. That could happen day two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walk in with mud and let it dry. So, I don't talk warranties. I don't sell on warranties. We talk about comfort. Carpet's all about aesthetics, feel, and touch. You touch it, you feel how dense it is and everything else. That's how you know the good quality carpet. Look at the fiber to know how long it's going to last. A nylon carpet's going to last a little bit longer than a polyester. Okay? Cost is all predicated on fiber and density.
Okay,
go ahead. Density of a carpet will determine if it's going to not mat down as much?
Correct. So if you have a denser carpet, not necessarily only density, but the fiber. So if you get a polyester fiber that is dense next to the same nylon density, because how the fiber is made, there's actually a little crink in the top of a polyester fiber where nylon stands straight up and down. Nylon fights crush better than a polyester because polyester already has a little bit of that crush in it when it's developed.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm a big fan of nylons. That's what I like to sell people.
Apparently so is Ron.
So.
Yes.
No, unless nylon pantyhose.
Yeah,
yes, exactly. Nylons.
Which we've had people comment on. Thank you.
Now, I have 2 daughters, so do you wear buff or nude? I mean, anyways, never mind.
Well,
wow.
And honestly, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No, either one will keep the sugars off you.
There you go. Okay. Whatever that was.
Well, if you go out in the field or, you know, and you're if you go hunting or fishing or anything like that, and you get chiggers, you know, the chiggers, a mosquito bite, stuff like that. If you wear nylons, the chiggers won't go through the nylons, and then you don't get them.
Okay.
So.
Pants work, too.
No, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They go right through your.
I'm not a hunter.
Yeah.
So you said you're a fan of nylon, But it's the polyester nylon, that's better.
No, nylon is the better of the two fibers.
And also, leeches don't. I'm just, okay, go ahead.
But you'd have to cover your whole body with nylons, you know, well, to keep the ticks off and stuff like that.
Well, because you usually just sit down. So ticks and leeches and all that stuff where you're walking through mud and water, you're only usually doing that from the waist down, walking through that kind of stuff.
When I had a big tick, it was on my shoulder.
Well, that's...
Me.
That's because it was you.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably got it resting anyway.
So anyway.
Rich!
Well, okay.
Running through the woods, you get tired, you chill.
Yeah.
So you were probably resting.
Whatever.
Yeah, laying down under a tree, relaxing.
I was gardening.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you are.
So back to some carpet. Hunting 102 is gone.
Nylon, you've been talking nylon.
Nylon versus polyester fibers.
You're missing one.
Polypropylene and olefin.
No.
What? No. Oh, wool.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about wool? I mean, that was always the premium carpet. You always wanted to get the wool. If you could afford the wool, that was the best thing to get because it was going to last forever and be a good high quality.
Because it never goes bad.
Yeah.
There you go.
High five me on that one, brother.
Woo! That was good. That was very good. So the key sentence you just said was, if you can afford it.
Okay.
So wool is an extremely, extremely expensive product. You can basically probably double your pricing at least.
Wow.
So we can do wool. We have done wool. I don't recommend wool unless somebody wants a natural product.
Okay, so that's going to be a green,
natural product. It's going to be a green, natural product, absolutely. But we don't sell very much wool, but we have access to it. So if anybody does want a wool, we can get that for them as well.
Okay. So then, is there a quote, green carpet then that you can get? Something that's made out of some other materials that...
The polyesters are made out of recycled water bottles. So... But they can't be recycled. So it all depends on which green you want. You want to buy a recycled product, you want to recycle the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after use, you can recycle most nylons. You can't recycle the polypropylene. So those are going to a landfill.
Done.
So where are you saving the landfill is your choice.
Okay. Rich, and then your question during the break?
I forgot.
See? That's why we don't talk during the breaks. Can't talk about
it. Makes it easier on me.
does Mr. Floor recycle the carpet
yes,
that they take
absolutely.
Out?
Yes, absolutely. So whenever we take out carpet, because we can't tell what it is when we're taking it out, if it's nylon or polyester, because you really can't feel the difference, we put it all into a trailer, and we have a company that actually comes out and recycles that.
Okay.
As well as the pad. So they'll go in, they'll go through it, and they'll check what's polyester versus nylon. We actually pay a fee for that and take care of
it. But isn't there a place that's like out in the western suburbs somewhere that does all that recycling?
Yeah, I don't even know the name of it.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting that they can even do that, and it's good that they're starting to recycle it. It's just not instantly going in a dumpster.
Right. They've been recycling it for a good 5-10 years, from what I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've been doing this. So it's just... You have to be able to give them recycled material. The place out in, I think it's West Chicago or something out there.
Right.
They actually, I believe, require you to tell them if it's a nylon.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
And then you're starting to melt it and see how it melts and everything else. And
that
takes a little bit too much time for us.
Exactly. So okay.
We'll give it to the other guys. Okay, so really quickly.
We're wrapping it up. 2 minutes left here.
Okay, so backings. Backings. There are two different, or there's a couple different type of backings. I mentioned a little bit earlier. Classic back is something like this. I don't know if you'll be able to see it on the Facebook. It is a rougher back carpet. That's a standard backing. Okay. A lot of our carpets that we use have a soft back. So
why would you want a soft back?
Because your painters will like you better.
It doesn't mess up your felt.
Yes, exactly. So carpet comes in 12-foot or 15-foot
wide
goods.
Whoa, you're banging into the... hang on, people on the Facebook.
They're getting dizzy.
Yeah.
That is a softback. I don't know if you could see it. Basically, softback is just that. It is a soft backing. Carpet comes 12-foot wide goods. If your room is 11 feet, it's going to hit the walls. It's going to hit your base trim. You don't want to really have a rougher surface on there, so you'll have to repaint and...
Because it's like sandpaper.
It really is.
It's like an 80, 50 grit sandpaper that you're dragging down the walls. And if you've got freshly painted walls and baseboards and casings, it can scratch it all up.
Scuff it.
The soft back can do that as well. It's not 100% foolproof, but, and we always tell people, make sure your painter knows they may have to come back for touch-ups, but right. Softback's going to save you some hassle.
Yeah, a little bit. Cool.
All right.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for your time, Aaron.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
And, thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Rich. Igor, if you're listening, he did a great job. Everything's good. Maybe we'll see what happens next month, right?
Maybe I'll send him by himself.
Oh, there you go. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.